At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
She's being called the worst mom in the world.
I mean, that's a news report. Explain to me what you could possibly do to be labeled.
She's being called the worst mom in the world.
The worst mom in the world.
Yeah, but isn't there a worst mom in the world every, like, you know, 6 months or something like that? Somebody does something and then we go, oh, look what they did.
When I think you're the worst mom in the world, I think you did something to harm your child, correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
There's a division of people that track those people down.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what she did.
30-year-old Madeline Monahan posted this clip of herself having a blast at Disney World. Without her two kids.
She's being called the worst mom in the world.
I mean, how did the kids take it, right? Like, if you're posting it, you're putting it up all over there in the world and you're putting it in their face. I guess that's one thing that's a little bit deranged. On the other hand, you know, if you told them, listen, I'm going to go and enjoy myself, or you did this secretly, now, it's your business.
It's important to note that she's a travel booker for Disney. So
okay, she's a
travel agent. So she was there kind of for work, but also there for fun and to enjoy herself.
Mm-hmm.
She enjoyed herself very much.
Here she is enjoying cocktails, meeting Disney characters.
Lovely.
And riding Thunder Mountain roller coaster.
I mean, take advantage, right? You're there. Take advantage of all that it has to offer.
I mean, what is so wrong with a mom that wants to take a solo trip and wants to do something by herself? And it was so swift, the backlash online. People were throwing her under the bus, calling her the meanest names. And here's what she had to say about it, Raven.
I was just absolutely blown away by the sheer just evilness, nastiness, just absolute hatred that I received.
I mean, she just went to Disney by herself.
Here's the thing. She's a travel agent for Disney. Do you think that she's really never taken her kids there? I mean, is that what you think? Do you think that she's just laughing in the face of her children, which, by the way, could be 20 years old? We have no idea.
No, they were back at school. They're really young.
Okay,
but still.
But I'm sure they've been there. I mean, still, right? She's there for work. I mean, listen, we always hear about the things that we're supposed to do for ourselves, take alone time, right?
Yes.
So, you know, when it's there, when it's available, do it.
Have you ever gone on a solo trip? And where did you go and what did you do? 1-800-330-9999. Robin.
I've done two solo trips on cruises. The first one, I was supposed to go to Bermuda, and I ended up going to Canada.
Why do they always divert to Canada?
She was on that boat.
No, they do it all the time. Whenever there's a hurricane, they just send you to Canada.
That's crazy.
Okay. And how about the other time?
Second one was Haiti, Bermuda, Dominican Republic at two different ports.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it being by yourself?
I absolutely would do it 100 times over, yeah. And I'm actually going on another one in October.
Wow. You know what? Bigger question. Who did you leave behind? Are you married? Did you, what, your partner? Like, who were you like, you know what, don't need you coming?
My boyfriend.
Yep, bye.
Yeah.
If he can't keep up, forget it.
Going on a cruise by yourself definitely sounds cool. Seeing different places, showing up at different ports, you're on your own timeline, no one tells you when to eat.
That's the main thing.
Kind of sounds great,
you
right?
Know, like, it's like, even when I think about this mom going to Disney, like, you know, I love Disney with friends and whatnot and family. It's a great experience. But imagine if you didn't have to eat what they ate, if you didn't have to stop when they wanted to stop, if you didn't have to rest when they wanted to rest, if you could just run around and do whatever you wanted to all day, oh my gosh.
Let's play Can You Eat It?
What?
Raven, you spent the whole weekend camping. You should know a lot about eating random things that you find in the woods.
I got to be honest with you. I've never really eaten anything that I found in the woods. I mean, I bring stuff to the woods. A lot of stuff.
Okay.
A whole lot of stuff. But I was a Boy Scout at one point.
Yeah. So. I've reached that age where I have to tell my children what to do and I have to tell my parents what to do.
Yeah.
I get a text last night from my dad, super excited.
Uh-huh.
He says, look what mommy found in the neighbor's yard.
Okay.
In the neighbor's yard, not even your yard.
Nope, neighbor's yard.
All right.
And they went for a walk, went by the neighbor's house, and he wrote, it's a giant puffball mushroom. The thing looks like a white pillow.
Okay.
It is a huge,
massive
white mushroom.
Yeah.
So my brother immediately, mom, dad, do not eat that.
Right, I mean, right. Here's the thing, right? Like, because I know that there's a lot of different mushrooms out there, and some of them you can eat, and some of them will absolutely kill you.
Yep. And my brother went to ChatGPT immediately, and he highlighted a thing about these puffball mushrooms that you find that are enormous. If you actually go to our Instagram story at Anna and Raven, I posted a picture of it so you can see it for yourself.
Yeah.
And you can let me know if you would eat it. and he, in the ChatGPT, it says, you do not know if this is poisonous or not until you slice it open. So now instead of my dad being like, let me slice it open, I also write down, mommy, daddy, do not eat that.
Yeah, I mean, just,
do not eat that.
Err on the side of caution and not do that. Like, do you have a photo of this thing? Because I have some sizable mushrooms in my yard, too.
Yeah, you can
go
to our Instagram.
And I'm always worried that the dogs are going to eat it. Yeah.
And then he wrote back, I'm going to make it in a soup for Zio Mario tomorrow. I was like, all right. Okay. Good luck, guys.
I mean, it's not like he doesn't have access to different vegetables. He could go to the store, the market this morning and pick himself up a mushroom. That one's totally safe. Or at least, you know, he hopes
it would be. No, it's much more exciting when you pick it from the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, I guess so. Right.
All right. Let's play Can You Eat It? I have found items that you can find growing in the woods or your backyard right now. And you tell me, Raven, do you think you can eat it? Yeah.
Okay.
Dandelion.
Dandelion you can eat. That one you can eat.
You're right, camper.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, it says the leaves and the flowers and roots are edible. Okay.
I think it has vitamin C in it, as a matter of fact.
How about a four-leaf clover?
Four-leaf clover, I think you can eat that too.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, look at me. You're going to need about 10 million of them to put yourself together a meal, but okay.
You can eat both the leaves and the flowers, and you can steep it into tea.
Okay.
How about a buttercup, those pretty yellow flowers?
You know, I mean, I remember putting them on my face when I was younger, so I'm going to guess that you can eat those too.
No, they're toxic, and they can put blisters in your mouth.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Why did adults back in the day tell us to put them on our face?
I don't know.
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
I guess they weren't educated on that. Okay. All right.
Pine needles.
Pine needles you can eat. That much I know.
Yes.
Yes. So you can put them in tea also. They have vitamin C.
Absolutely. Thank exactly what it says. Look at you, Camper Raven. Yeah.
I watch a lot of, Alaska shows, right? Where they're out there and like they got to be out there for 2 months to win like $500,000.
How about holly berries? Those bright red ones that you always see on bushes near the holidays?
I'm going to guess no.
Right. They are very, very toxic, especially to children.
Thank you. Yep. Look at me.
All right.
I am doing good.
You're very good at this.
I haven't put together a full meal yet, but.
Acorns.
I think you can eat acorns if you prepare them.
Acorns are edible once they are soaked in water and can be turned into flour.
I mean, I'm doing so good at this.
All right. One last one.
You should have brought that mushroom in for me.
I should. You know what? I'll go slice half of it off and bring it to you, and we'll eat it on the air tomorrow.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Wild mushrooms.
Wild mushrooms. Again, there are many different types of mushrooms.
Yeah.
So some you can eat and some you cannot, and I'm not educated enough to know which ones you can. So I'm going to say do not eat them.
That's exactly what the experts say. They say some are edible, but many are deadly.
You're right.
And unless you're an expert, don't risk it. Dad, did you hear that? Do not make a soup for Zio Mario with a wild puff mushroom.
No, unless you want to get rid of them. Right.
It's the one person you can't say no to when they offer their services. Nope. I'm not talking about the mob, Raven.
I was going to say my mom.
Yeah.
But okay. All right.
Trending is powered by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. Martha Stewart wants to be Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding planner.
Oh, boy.
If I could, Travis and your beautiful fiancé, I would happily at least advise you on your wedding. If you don't want me to be there or work on it, I would happily advise you. And, you know, we know a little bit about weddings.
You sure do.
I mean, that's a savvy move right there by Martha Stewart, huh? Shooting your shot right there. Not like she needs to, but what a savvy move.
Lately, I've been obsessed with Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Because she's such a boss.
And she doesn't care.
And she just lays it out.
Yeah.
And she just expects, perfection from people. And, like, it doesn't matter how old she gets.
Whoa.
She's still beautiful. And she's still very much in control of her business.
I mean, first off, she's very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely, she wields it like a weapon. She knows what she's doing. But in person, I have found her to be stronger than she even appears in magazines or on television or whatever. Like, she is bold. She says what she thinks, and she does not care what people think about it.
You know, Foreigner offered to be Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's
a good move too.
Wedding band.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I'm like, I got to see what my other options are. But when Martha Stewart says, let me help you plan your wedding, I feel like Taylor Swift says yes to that.
I mean, well, she's on a short list, I would imagine, right? I mean, I would imagine that her mother's going to have some influence on this thing too, right? Like the people that are close to her. But Martha Stewart, I mean, again, a professional, somebody who's known.
Speaking of Taylor, all the Swifties crashed AMC's website and app after the Life of a Showgirl movie was announced.
I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl. See the exclusive world premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video, along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
I mean, it's just amazing, her business acumen, right? Like, I mean, literally, I mean, the things that she's learned over the years and that she continues to employ now in the future, I mean, she could just... Why doesn't she buy, like, Costa Rica or something?
I think,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, she could do whatever she wants to at this point. What a brilliant idea.
She's selling out. It's like 2 days that you can go and you can watch this. It's October 3rd through the 5th. And I am a massive Swiftie.
Sure.
And so is my daughter. I don't have any interest in going and seeing it in a movie theater.
I mean, that's okay.
I don't know why.
But that's okay because they're going to make so much money regardless. It's huge. And again, she gets to control that instead of, you know, divvying it up with others. It's smart.
I did order 2 cardigans already, though.
See?
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, she's getting you one way or the other.
You know, there's all the rumors, too, that Taylor was supposed to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, even though it wasn't confirmed. But the new reports are they asked Adele. And that's been the big thing. Now, remember, about 7 years ago, Adele was asked, and we knew this because she said at a concert...
First of all, I'd like to tell you that I'm not doing the Super Bowl.
Well, come on. I mean, come on. That show is not about music, and I don't really put on, I don't dance or anything like that. So they were very kind. They did ask me, but I did say no. I'm sorry.
So it's not about the music.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there and say, you know, listen, I love Adele. I think she's brilliant. But honestly, her music doesn't really lend itself to the Super Bowl. If I could just be honest.
Well,
you know?
Here's what I was thinking, because I thought the same thing. Because I expect energy and dancing and fireworks.
Something.
But I could see it being a visual, beautiful, like, uniting show.
Yeah, well, just wake me up when it's over, I guess. I guess I'll watch the Puppy Bowl during the halftime because, I mean, again, I want to see, like, a show. I don't want it to be beautiful. I want it to be exciting.
You know, but I think it'd be all the colors, and there would be, like rainbows and, like, sparkly
So Pink
things.
Floyd? To me...
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, because usually by now they make the announcement, and it hasn't come yet.
I think they're hedging their bets, right.
Today is the first day of fall. And you know, you're familiar with all the smells of fall, like the leaves and
apple cider,
pumpkin spice, all the
fair
good things.
Food.
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
But are you familiar with the sounds of fall?
Like what?
Well, I thought we would play Guess That Fall Sound.
Okay.
Because there's one sound that people have been emailing me about since July, asking if that sound would be back. And we're going to get to it. But first, how about some of these?
I think I know where you're going to go after, but...
How about this?
Okay. Walking on leaves.
It is walking on leaves.
Thank you very much.
That's an easy one,
I'm
right?
I'm good at this game, yep.
Yeah, how about this one?
Okay. That's biting into an apple, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me go.
Yeah. Oh, you're really, really good
I'm
at this.
I'm the king of fall.
How about this? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that raking leaves?
Oh, yes.
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 I have a lot of leaves in my yard. I cut down every single tree that's around my property, but yet still everybody's leaves end up in my yard. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
This one's a little bit more difficult.
Okay. Is that drinking a pumpkin beer?
It sure is.
Look at me. I mean,
it's like you live for the sounds of fall.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I would have rather summer extended it than rather win this game. But okay. Is that kettle corn?
Nope.
I don't know what that one is. I mean, it's eating something. What is it?
It's carving a pumpkin.
It's carving a pumpkin.
The squelch that you get when you rip out the guts of a pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
How about this one? I'm sure you had a lot of
Use power tools when I do pumpkins.
That's, do you really?
That sounded a little bit different to me. Yep.
Conversation for another time.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. That's a fire.
Crackling of a bonfire.
Yes.
Oh, it's
Love
the
it.
Best.
Love
yes.
It.
Yes. Holly, we're not done just yet. How about this one? This one. This is a good one.
I don't know.
It's the shaking of a Halloween bag of candy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
And then this one.
Is it a tent?
No, it's zippering up your jacket because it's cold outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here's one last one.
Yeah.
Ready? She's back for fall.
Knew that was going to happen.
So every year I do my witch voice. Now,
did that hurt? Was that painful?
No, because it was my first time.
Yeah.
It was my first time bringing her out this year. She knows exactly what to do. She's ingrained into my soul.
I can't say that I understand this situation, but people love it. They love the witch story. Maybe it's that they love the voice. Maybe they just love to know that it tortures me.
Either way, there's been a lot of controversy over the years because every fall, I bring back my spooky witch voice. Mm. It's not all the time. It's just for certain things that we're talking about.
I mean, it's more often than I'd like.
And it has polarized our audience for years. We've had a million people complain that Anna's witch voice is too annoying.
Right. Okay, great.
And then I have a legion of people that only want the witch voice when fall comes.
Yeah.
And I've decided that it brings me joy and it brings those six people joy. So in that case, I will continue with the witch voice.
Fantastic.
You're welcome. Flag on the play. This is when football season is back and usually when a lot of disagreements start, not only at home with your spouse, but also in the workplace with your coworkers.
Yeah.
And it's your chance to find out who's right, you or them.
I mean, I think I know the answer to this one. And I went camping over this past week and you can hear I'm a little bit stuffed up right now. That's because I returned home and found my wife sick as a dog. But here's the thing. When I left on Wednesday, I knew she wasn't feeling well and I still went.
So you left her home sick.
I did. And the dog wasn't feeling well either, and she had to handle all that by herself.
But does she have a cold or does she have the flu?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the flu. Maybe it's the vid. I don't really know. We don't really test for that stuff anymore. We just leave it hanging out there in the world.
I would have. My husband would have left me.
Yeah.
And I would have left him.
Is that true?
I mean, unless, like, yeah. Like, I don't. I mean, unless they're really sick.
Yeah.
Like, they can't get out of bed.
No.
Like, if they're fine, they're operable. Like, but I mean, we're adults.
She spent a day or two door dashing, is what I would say, and kind of hugged onto the couch. But the dog needs injections now, too. So that was a big thing. That was a lot to take on.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't get a flag on the play.
No?
No,
I
think I would have won.
Okay.
That's like a long planned event.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well,
yeah.
I should mention that I was already in trouble before I left, too. So there's that, too. So
what are you going to do? Bail on your friends? You only do it a couple times a year.
Yeah. I don't know. Returning back to it, maybe I should have made a different choice.
1-800-330-9999. Justine, flag on the play. What did you do?
So for some reason, my husband always rearranges the dishwasher after me, like every single time. I don't get it. I'll put a cup in, he'll move it. I'll put a plate in, he'll move it. I'm like, sir, do you have a PhD in dish placement or something? Because you just do the dishes then.
It makes me crazy. Crazy it makes me. I have the same reaction as you. If you don't think I'm doing it right, how about I just don't do it? Yeah, and then it's like, it becomes a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm with you. My wife rearranges it on me too. And I'm like, don't ever let me see you doing that. I don't care what you do when I walk out of the room. But I think the way that she arranges it is idiotic, and she thinks the way that I rearrange it is an anarchist or a psychopath. So, I don't know. Just let it run. She'll put the colander in there. I think that takes up the room of like 8 plates. I could wash that thing in 30 seconds. I'd rather put the 8 dirty plates in there. Come on.
I mean, who knew? We were so passionate about the dishwasher.
I mean, it's crazy what these people do, though.
We have a top shelf in our dishwasher where you put silverware.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in using it because he doesn't think that it cleans well enough. I go, that's not a real thing.
That's what it was designed for.
It's literally its only function is to wash forks and knives. Mm-hmm. Why would we not use that top shelf?
Because you can't.
Oh, my gosh.
So he says, anyways.
Well, you're right, Justine. Flag on the play. I will 100% back you all the way with that one.
Thank you.
All right, Gino, how about you? What did your significant other do?
Well, this is going to sound weird, but I don't like the way she cuts onions. And I called her out on it. First of all, she cuts them and she leaves them outside. Like, they don't need to get refrigerated, which they do. And we've talked about this a bunch of times. But then aside from that, she cuts it on the side. So there's a top and a bottom of the onion. And when you cut it like that, that's how you get the rings. And she doesn't cut it on the rings. She cuts it on the side. So she ruins the entire onion, in my opinion. And so I mentioned it once. I mentioned it twice. And then we got into an argument about it because she thinks that I'm nitpicking. But I really think she's ruining these onions.
Gino, you're wrong. Let her cut the onions any way she wants. Does it change the fact that it's still an onion?
I just eat the onions. Yeah, it's probably best. I mean, once you have that argument once or twice, I'd probably let it go. But
you have to do what I do. Just close your eyes.
Right.
Just pretend like it's not happening or walk out of the room and you'll be all right.
Even though you know that she's wrong and she's cutting those onions like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
She's also your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Better to advise somebody to do it than actually have to do it in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't think Gino thought he was wrong.
Yeah. He still doesn't. He's never going to.
1-800-330-9999. Who did you have your disagreement with? And we're going to decide who was right and who was wrong. Flag on the play. Flag on the play. Who did you have your last disagreement with? Was it a coworker? Was it your significant other? Was it your child? This is your chance to call us at 1-800-330-9999. And we'll figure it out. Who was in the right and who was in the wrong? Raven, my husband... Today's the first day of fall.
Yeah.
Right. As you know, I am always cold. I am always freezing. I am anemic. I have all the problems in the world.
You do live for boot weather, though.
I do.
Yeah.
But I also like my house to be warm. But he has implemented a new rule that I think is the dumbest thing I'd ever heard in my entire life.
Go.
We do not touch the thermostat, whether it's cold or whether it's hot. It just stays off to save money for the rest of the month and for October.
All of October?
Yep. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's 110. You know how this time of year, fall.
Yeah.
You wake up, it's 24 degrees, and then you go at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 106.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough time for that, too, because so we go to bed, and sometimes the windows are open, and I wake up in the morning, and the first thing that I do, I'm up before her, obviously, is I'm like, who did this? Are you a crazy person? I know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fire up the heat immediately. The whole entire next month, huh? That's rough.
He said, how much money we'll save? I said, well, I don't know if I'll survive it.
What if it snows?
Wait, what? And here's the worst part. He can somehow, through magic sorcery, control the thermostat through his phone,
yeah,
and through an app. I don't know how he does it, but he's figured it out.
Yeah.
So if I even do it when he's not home, he just fixes it on his phone, wherever he is in the world, doing his work.
Then he's not going to share that password with you.
Of course not.
Good luck with that. Flag on the play. I would say this. It's your house. You deserve to be warm.
Thank you. I agree. I hope you heard that, Paul. 1-800-330-9999. All right, Annie, flag on the play. What did your significant other do? And then we're going to decide who was wrong.
You know, every time he goes to the gym, like, he'll go to the gym super early in the morning, like 5 a.m. Then he'll get back at 7 and blast music. So, like, he'll come into the garage and the music is so loud that it wakes up our baby and us. And I'm just like, yo, can you turn your music every day? The music is so loud. And he's like, well, it's the one time I get for myself to be in the zone. And, like, he just won't compromise on this.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, it's early, man. You know, everybody's got to have the right to wake up in their own way, right? And I get it. You're pumped coming back from the gym, but you got to just rock out on the car on the way there, and then you got to do AirPods after that or whatever. Get yourself in the shower. Handle your business on your own. There's somebody else waking up here.
Yeah, you're pulling into your driveway or wherever you live. That's when you turn it down. That's the end of that. Yeah, it's over.
Thank you.
George, tell us, flag on the play, what's your partner do that you may or may not be in the right when you tell him it's crazy?
All right, every year we rent a beach house, right, every summer. And we splurge. I mean, it's fairly expensive, you know, fully set up place, washer and dryer and everything. But she won't use the dryer. she insists that being down at the beach, that kind of sun she wants to see, and the salt and the smell of it, and the sheets and the clothes and everything. So she dries it on an outdoor clothesline that the place we rent has. And I think it's a real waste of a good vacation time out there hanging clothes when we could be out sunning or swimming or whatever.
Do you hang the clothes?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, then it's your problem.
Yeah. I mean, well, what?
I mean, who cares? If that's how she wants to dry the clothes and you're not the one out there hanging, you're not wasting your time. Go to the beach.
My
go
problem
sit on the TV.
Is more that it's a little bit stiff and scratchy
I
put on that shirt.
It's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's more an issue. But yeah, that might be a you thing, not a her thing. Sorry.
Flags on you.
Yep.
It's one thing when you're stressed out, because you can, for the most part, handle your stress. You know what to do. But there's nothing more stressful than when your significant other is going through an incredible amount of anxiety and stress and you want to help them out, right?
Yeah, because sometimes you know how to do it, and then other times you just miss the mark. I miss the mark a lot.
So,
I don't know if it's because I don't speak the language of women or I just don't speak the language of my wife, but she usually thinks it's through lack of effort or lack of trying.
My husband does something that is very helpful.
Okay.
The problem is I don't like the way what he calls it. It makes me feel kind of like a dog in a lot of ways.
Okay, good.
But we're going to get to that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
What are the top five ways to help your spouse de-stress? Okay, number five is words of affirmation. Remind them that they're appreciated and they're not alone,
yeah.
Right? Just saying, I love you and I'm here with you and we're going through this together and it's okay. All right.
Okay. Tell everybody that everything's going to be okay.
Number four is do a shared hobby. Cooking, puzzles, gaming, gardening, all that.
You feel like you're accomplishing something together.
Mm-hmm.
You say to yourself, look at us. We have other things that we're great at, even if this other thing is terrible. I understand that.
Number three is cook their favorite meal. Comfort food can feel like a big hug.
Okay.
Yep.
Yesterday, I went and got pumpkin cheesecake and pizza.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like pretty good, right?
Yeah.
She's not feeling well. I figured that was a good thing.
Number two is encourage downtime. Give them space for a nap, a book, or a favorite show without any guilt.
You know, here's the thing. When my wife takes downtime, she stresses more. Is that like...
Sometimes.
You can relate to that?
Yeah, because, I could relate to that.
That's a thing that she definitely does. It's real.
Like if I want to watch a documentary and I start watching the documentary, like they're long. So sometimes an hour in, I'm like, I could have folded all the clothes. Why didn't I do
right,
that?
Right, you beat yourself up. You're right.
But the number one thing that you can do to help your spouse de-stress, they say, is mindful breathing together. And I know a lot of couples are really good at this, but to me, it seems... I just can't imagine doing breathing or yoga with my husband.
Yeah.
But there's this new one that they're really saying is great for couples to do. It's called alternate nostril breathing.
What?
So alternate nostril breathing, we inhale through our left nostril to the count of four. You pinch and hold at the top, and then we exhale through our right nostril for four. One inhale and one exhale, that's a round. And we'll typically work with 10 rounds of alternate nostril breathing.
So you basically just breathe in... Hold it. Now switch your finger to the other nostril, and then you let go.
I gotta be like that. Seems real.
Yeah.
That seems real weird.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was doing it earlier.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, I mean, but like the inhale, the inhale through the mouth and exhale through the nose seems like a good one. The left and right, I don't know. That seems like next level.
I feel like you get all the air up one nostril.
Yeah,
you hold it in your head, and then you let it go through the other nostril. It's like in with the bad.
Out with the good, in with the bad. You know what I mean.
But
right.
My husband, when he wants to help me de-stress, he always says that, well, here, listen.
When you say that you have to walk me, what does that mean?
Helps you move, helps you feel better, de-stress. You know, motion is lotion.
So you think taking me for a walk helps me de-stress?
Yeah, all those things.
He says, I got to take you for a walk. Like, I'm the dog.
Motion
like,
is lotion.
Motion is lotion.
I don't know. And I can't say that I understand that one. But going for a walk is helpful.
He says.
Does it help?
Yes, it does help. Because he'll be like, you know what? Let's go for a walk. We have a trail next to our home, which is beautiful. So well, just by the time I get out and I'm in the woods and I'm walking.
Yeah.
And I do. I feel a lot better. Uh-huh. Why we have to call it motion is lotion? And why is he has to say he's taking me for a walk like I'm a dog? I don't know. But does it work? Yes, it does work.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you have a hack to help your spouse or your significant other de-stress, what is it? 1-800-330-9999. It's never fun to watch your significant other be under a tremendous amount of stress. And the top things that you can do to help your partner when they're feeling a whole lot of anxiety, cook their favorite meal.
Okay.
encourage them to take a nap, read a book, watch their favorite show. Don't feel guilty about it.
That makes sense. Take a load off.
And mindful breathing together. A little bit weird.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, deep breathing is good, right? It almost puts you in a meditative state. So there are worse things that you could be trying to do.
Now that I think about it, my husband keeps asking me to stretch with him. And I keep saying, no, that's dumb. And I guess I really should.
That's kind of hurtful, right? I mean, obviously, he believes it's got some benefits if he's doing it and asking you to do it with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's so weird. I'm like, no, I don't need to stretch with you. I can stretch by myself. Maybe he's doing it on purpose to get me to do it to de-stress.
He's thinking about you.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Oh, I got to think about that now. All right. What do you do to help your significant other de-stress? Sam.
When my wife is stressed, I know that there's a certain kind of food that I can pick her up that will always make her feel, feel better. We always get this Detroit-style deep-dish pizza. Just everything melts away. So I know what her favorite type of food is, so that always helps.
Smart.
And of course, a neck massage doesn't hurt either.
It's a good move.
Really good.
The food's a good move because then she doesn't have to cook on top of it. If you guys don't split the cooking or whatever. My wife, whenever I want to get in good, I'm like, I don't think you should cook tonight. Never an argument.
If my husband just came home from work, mm-hmm. right, and just texted, don't make dinner, and he showed up with my favorite dinner, I would be so happy.
Everything's good.
Takeout, it would immediately de-stress me and put me in a better mood.
You can make it to tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, that's a really smart idea.
Barry, how about you? Your spouse is all stressed out. What are you going to do to de-escalate the situation?
Well, my wife and I planned what to do, and she loves when I do Pepe Le Pew. And so I go right to the old cartoon Pepe Le Pew and I say, oh, baby, you know I love you. Nothing is worth being upset, baby. It's me, Pepe Le Pew, and I love you so much. And she just melts. Whatever she's going through, it's just gone. It's back to happy times.
Baby talk, right?
Baby talk.
Sweet talk.
I guess.
Sweet nothings is one thing. Looking back, though, Pepe Le Pew probably should have been canceled.
Oh, no.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
She says no a lot of times, and no means no.
Right. There is, right? I believe there's a movement to have Pepe Le Pew canceled if he has not already been already. And most likely, if you are under the age of 40, you don't even know who that is.
Right.
And let's just keep it that way.
Right.
Right.
But he had his time.
Christine, what do you do to help your spouse de-stress when they're going through a thing?
I use a game we invented called Hello Dolly. During COVID, obviously, very stressful time for basically everybody. Mm. But we used to, since we worked from home during that time, we would go on walks on lunch break. And we found this creepy Barbie doll head in a parking lot. And we started hiding it around for each other. So we resurrect Hello Dolly. And I've even gotten a coworker of his to hide it in his check. Mixed bag at the office, something about opening up a package and it's there and staring at you.
Doll's head. It's a Barbie doll's head.
Hold on. To me, this sounds a lot serial killer. I mean, what? You're just going to hide a head?
No. It's cute. It's funny. No. It's like, the garden gnome that you place in various places. But I'll say this.
Right.
I mean, you found that doll's head out in the street.
Now you put it in the cereal box?
Now you put it in my Chex Mix?
Right, I had to eat that.
Now you ruined my Chex Mix. That's not funny from you or my coworker. I'm mad at you both.
If it's not your husband, it's like a coworker that goes to pour out some Chex Mix, and all of a sudden a doll's head falls out.
It's gross.
That's trauma.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, glad it works for you.
Freaky. Do you have a student athlete in your family? Do you want them to be incredible? Hypnotize them.
I mean, this is an amazing story that when it came out in a meeting, I literally could not believe this.
Joining us, it's Robert Barnett. He's from highperformancehypnotherapy.com. And Robert, thank you so much for coming in. Producer Julie was hypnotized so that she could become an all-star softball player.
Please tell me.
Yeah, so I played softball most of my life, and I was going through a bit of a batting slump. I would do excellent during batting practice, but once it got to game time, I would get in my head, pitch count would be up, and I would strike out looking most times. So to solve this issue, my dad actually took me to a hypnotist to have them perform hypnotherapy and actually create a memory that never happened. I got a double. I can remember it. If I close my eyes, I see myself in the dome. We were batting in the winter during a game. The pitch came. I swung. I hit right over second base into center field. Got a double. And I can remember that memory. And it created a sense of confidence. Every game right after that, I felt just kind of
But it never happened.
And unleashed, no, though. But no. Then she unleashed her power.
No, and you could see me there. Close my eyes. And that memory that never really happened, he kind of created this memory in my head.
Robert, is this normal?
So it's a method. And that memory that never happened, we all have a different term for it. Some people call it dreams, right? Some people call it visualization. We create a memory because the problem that you've been stuck in is that you've been anticipating negative outcomes.
This technique is mind-blowing to me. Robert, how often do people come to you with something like this? And is this your preferred technique or do you do something else?
I take a slightly different approach. So visualization is absolutely an element of it. There's a science to it, right? If your mind is in this moment, but constantly thinking about past problems or challenges, and therefore projecting future problems and challenges, you're kind of powerless to do anything right now. So the approach really is to create that goal or objective with crystal clarity. And only then can your mind start to let you move toward it. Because why would you change your habit unless you're moving towards something better?
So, I mean, if you walk up there and you feel like, I'm a champ, I hit this thing out of the park every single time, you're far more likely to actually have a good play.
Yeah, because you're not worried about what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you're loose. You're focused.
What you can do now. Exactly.
But Robert, I have to know, what do you do to plant that seed? In my mind, and when you think of a hypnotist, somebody with like a marble on a long chain and you're just swinging it like a pendulum in front of my face until I all of a sudden start clucking like a chicken.
Right.
Been a while since then.
Yeah.
How do you make this happen? How do you instill the confidence that makes this work?
I actually borrow good memories that you already have. You can take a memory from any aspect of your life that was confident, that was positive, and now in that moment, capture that positivity to then refocus on your stance, your swing mechanics, whatever that might be.
And this works with all kids in sports? Like you have a lot of parents that are bringing their kids in to do this?
I mean, not just kids, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I specialize in performance. So it's academics, executives, athletes. I work broadly.
Wait a minute. Can you help my daughter with her SATs?
Absolutely. Doctors, lawyers.
What? Yeah, joining us, it's Robert Barnett. He is from highperformancehypnotherapy.com. He hypnotizes you into just being a better person, athlete, anything you want to be.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions here, Robert, because everybody thought it was a brilliant idea for you to get inside my head. Things that are in the realm of possibility and things that are not. I have some options here. You could hypnotize me to believe that I have the ability to hypnotize others. You could hypnotize me to make me think that I have telekinesis. I'm reading a book with telekinesis in it right now. Or you could hypnotize me to start exercising and do some weight training.
A lot of those things I've done. I think certainly the weight loss, certainly you having hypnosis powers as you frame it. I think that's an interesting one.
Perfect.
Wait, so you're going to make him a hypnotist? That's
absolutely
what we're going to do?
Yep. Why not?
We're doing that next.
That's coming up.
I'm about to become a superhero. Are you prepared for this?
Raven just said off the air that he's prepared to take off his shirt if necessary. And we had to remind him that nobody, not one person here, asked him to take off his clothes. Not
I'm just
one
saying
person.
That if it was necessary to get telekinesis, as Robert has promised to now make me part of the enchanted people that walk this planet, that I would be prepared to do that. But I preferred not to. All right. So
Robert Barnett is a high performance hypnotherapist. You can find him online at highperformancehypnotherapy.com. And we asked him to come in because we learned that producer Julie had used hypnotherapy to become a better softball player when she was in high school. And that a lot of student athletes do this. And Robert says that it's very common. And so, Robert, you've decided to hypnotize Raven to make him also be a hypnotist?
Yeah, I mean, I gave him some options. That was the one that you found to be the most entertaining for you, right?
In fact, I think we could probably blend that even with your diet.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
What do I have to do?
Where
do we hypnotize him?
Yeah, let's do it.
I just want you to sit back and relax. Just find a neutral position where you're comfortable. And I want you to find a spot. It could be a thing or it could be an area. And as you find that spot, just focus on a specific spot within that area. And just notice how as you breathe, you become more relaxed. Continue to focus on your breathing, every breath heavier and looser, looser and heavier. In a few moments, I'll count back from 5. I want you to imagine with every number, it's like you're powering down this machine, this system. In fact, you are just letting yourself become more relaxed. Every number twice as heavy and loose at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, eyes closed and deep sleep. At the count of 5, eyes open, wide awake, full of energy, feeling great, looking forward to getting to try out these new powers that really have been there all along. 1, 2, 3, coming up more slowly now. 4, energized. 5, eyes open, wide awake. Wide awake.
Whoa.
Robert, I thought you killed him at one point. I thought he was dead. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? And I'm not sure I 100% understand.
How long was that?
Felt like a while, right?
I mean, it felt like, yeah. I mean,
that's one of the effects you get. You get a time distortion effect.
I totally feel like, I mean, I felt like I was calming down. I felt like I was slowing down. And then I feel like I was asleep a little bit.
Well, I thought you were asleep or dead. Yeah. That's what my concern was.
Yeah. Well, I thought if I calmed down more, I might be dead. But I woke up now with the sudden realization that if I want to levitate you out of that chair, I think I can do it.
Wait a minute. Also, I thought you were giving him too much power. I was like, what is he doing? That's enough.
I feel good.
Okay.
I feel very good.
So how do you know if it worked, Robert?
Well, what's funny about what he, you know,
are you lifting?
He switched gears on me. Went from levitation to hypnosis, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Good,
and I'm sure you're used to that, right? But
right.
No, the reason it worked, honestly, is because everything I said was true, right? So what I find it's the creativity in the approach. The science is simple. It's simple, right? But it's trying to figure out how to make the science match the person to make the changes. And so, honestly, is there anything I said in that induction, in that hypnosis, that is untrue?
I'm gonna start hypnotizing everybody that we talk to on the radio.
You already are, is the point, right? That's the point, really.
Okay. Usually when we get those notes, though, that people...
It's suggestibility.
It's very confidence boosting.
Yeah, usually when we get those notes from people, listeners, and they say that we're talking to them personally through the radio and that there's hidden messages, we typically report those people. But now...
You are. I'm not sure.
Is that
if this
a villain
was
laugh?
I'm not sure if this is a good idea or a bad idea.
I feel good.
Okay.
You feel good?
I feel real good.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Slightly terrified.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Robert might have to come back. I might add some other powers to this list.
Raven is so smiley right now.
He's so smiley.
I feel great. Almost,
but like in an evil, weird way.
Yes.
I don't know if I like it.
I feel good.
Great.
All right,
if you
want
to learn more about Robert Barnett, thank you so much. HighPerformanceHypnotherapy.com. I'm not sure what we've done here.
Ah, these are on my speed dial now.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy.
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just get to decide who's right. The Couples Court is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Joy and Mark. Joy, what's going on?
So my husband wants to go on a vacation in Paris, and I'm like, we can't do that. We have 3 kids, and he says that our parents can watch them, but then we'd have 5 kids if both of our moms watched them, and they can't be trusted together, let alone to watch the kids for a week. And so I'm like, we just can't go.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify here. So your mothers, the 2 of your grown mothers, have elected or offered to watch the kids while you guys go on vacation, and you believe that you cannot trust your kids with your mother or your mother-in-law?
Correct.
Do they watch them now, overnight? Do they babysit them at all?
They've never watched them overnight, and it's always been one or the other, not both of them at the same time. Both of them in the same room is chaotic.
Okay. How old are the kids?
6, 9, and 13.
I'm sure you've got a side of this. Mark, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's kind of overreacting. First of all, our moms are our parents, so they can handle the kids. This is a situation where it's just like, you know, we missed our 10th anniversary because, you know, our middle child had just turned 1. There's certain times where I know that it was really difficult to celebrate. I feel like this would be a perfect time to actually do it. The kids are at that right age of where they do need somebody to watch them, but they're not that old where we have to worry about them getting into their own crazy mess. And I think this would be a really good time to do it, you know, and I think, you know, a week's time, because it's not just Paris. It's Europe as a whole. You know, you can visit countries the way we visit states. And I just want that time with her. And then I think our kids will be great. I think she has to just get past that fact that we're leaving them.
So hold on. This is your anniversary?
It's our 20th anniversary. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend just got back from Paris. Man, they had a great time.
Yeah, but I could understand leaving for an entire week. I think once you get there, you're going to be surprised by you're just going to stay in Paris and France. Like, that's not a lot of time. By the time you lose a day going there, you have to go to Europe for a long period of time. You really do. Joy, is there another reason besides the fact that you just don't think your moms can handle the three kids?
Well, outside of the fact that they actually started fighting the last time we had a family get together, so there's that. Our oldest has special needs and allergies, very specific allergies, and I just don't think they can handle that for longer than a few hours.
It's wild to me that they've never watched them overnight prior before. But, I mean, obviously, you know, your kids. I think it's very important that you take trips as a couple, and I'm sure. And it sounds like to me, like, Mark, that's something you want to do. On the other hand, if Joy can't relax, I mean, we've been here before, Anna.
Right. If she can't have fun, then she's just going to be a nervous wreck the whole time. Although sometimes I'm a nervous wreck, but I've never got. That's a long time. A week away from your three kids that are all under the age of 13 is a long time. What do you think? 20th anniversary. He wants to go to Europe for a whole week. She says she can't trust the moms to watch the kids for that long. What would you do?
I'd be like, book them tickets. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
We have a big anniversary coming up, and all Mark wants to do is go away for a week to Paris. What could possibly be wrong with that? Joy says, we can't leave our three kids for an entire week with our mothers. They're going to lose their mind. They need to be watched themselves, and I'm never going to be able to relax.
Yeah, Mark completely disagrees. He says, listen, our parents raised us. It's just fine. I get it that our kids can be a lot, but, you know, they're like 7 to age 13, I think. You know, he's like, they've been fine before. What's odd to me is that they've never been watched overnight by their grandparents before. And Joy says, a week is just too much. I'm not going to be able to relax if we go to Paris. I'm not going to be able to have fun, so what's the point of doing it?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. John, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think she's got issues. Both their mothers raised both of them, and they don't seem to have issues. So I think it's a little insulting to their mothers that she thinks they can't handle it. And then why not send one kid to one parent and the two younger ones to another one?
Thank you for the
Thanks,
call.
John.
Have a great day.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to separate my kids. All right, you pick which grandma you want to go to.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm down with that. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. If your husband wanted to whisk you away to Paris for an entire week for your 20th wedding anniversary, what would be your reaction? Because Joy says, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's kind of weird, right?
Well,
I mean, I'd love it. I understand.
Everything about that sounds beautiful, right? But she's not comfortable leaving their three young children with their mothers for an entire week.
I mean, these aren't babies. The youngest one is like 7 or 9 years old. The oldest one is 13. And while they have some allergies, the 13-year-old does, she calls that special needs or whatever. She says that her grandmothers, that their two mothers, are just not all that capable of taking care of the three of them, even though they've volunteered to do it together. And Mark just says, that's ridiculous. They can handle them. They're going to keep them alive for 7 days. Both of us grew up to be adults. We survived this thing. Let's go to Paris.
But if she's going to be nervous the whole time, is she really going to enjoy herself? And are you really going to have a good time? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Chrissy, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I have also, I have a child with special needs and food allergies also, and I completely understand. I would never, ever feel comfortable and be able to relax on vacation knowing that my child was home with someone who didn't feel comfortable being with them.
Hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Chrissy. I appreciate that.
Hi, this is Mario. I'm going to agree on the husband's side. You know, she just got to accept the fact that she got parents that are willing to help, and they don't have to all be together. One grandparent could take some and the other could take the other, you know, either or, you know. So I would say it's better to get separated for that 1 week. It's only a vacation for 1 week. It's not going to be the end of the world, you know.
Mm.
Thanks, Mario.
Yeah. Hey, Ann and Raven, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
Hi. I think she's crazy. I would take 2 weeks. Oh, my God. I have 6 kids, and I would do anything to get away.
Okay.
You're like, book my trip to Paris right now. I'll go with him.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. I would go. If they can do it, 2 weeks. I think definitely. Oh, my God. If the parents can take care of the kids, and the kids can take care of the parents.
I think once you reach 5 kids, you just stop caring. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I figure, like, they're still alive at that point, right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joy, our audience agreed with you. If you're not going to enjoy it, you're not going to relax, then, Mark, what's the point of spending all that money?
Yeah, no, you're right. That makes no sense. I mean, it makes no sense if she's not going to enjoy it, and I'm trying to get to a place of where she would. But if she's not going to, then, yeah, there's no point.
Yeah, I mean, if you really can't get past that, Joy, then, you know, this is how resentment would begin, right? You'd be anxious the entire time. You'd be mad at him that he wasn't taking your full feelings into account. And you'd be mad that she wasn't fully enjoying it. And therefore, you ruin each other's trip.
What I've learned, might just be me, is that after 3 nights, I don't want to be wherever I am without my kids anymore.
Yeah.
So that's my max out. And maybe you have a max out when you don't want to be around your kids, you know.
Six hours.
No, 3 nights is all right. But after that, I understand how you feel. It's a long time.
To have never done an overnight is, that's wild to me. But I mean, again, Joy, people heard you. You split the votes and came out on top.
Thank you. I mean, we can go someplace closer.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Paris, that's actually just, you know, like a strip mall, 20 minutes from you guys or whatever. You can go to Paris when you're 100 years old, I guess. I don't know. Good luck, guys. Mark, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $6,300. We have a whole team today, Amy, Michelle, and Pete. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, you three. $6,300.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Raven's walking out of here. We got to wait for that door to close so he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. How are you guys all related? Are you friends? Are you mom? What's going on there?
I'm the daughter and these are my 2 parents.
Okay, great. Mom and dad energy. I like it. All right. Remember, if you're not sure, just guess, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, the Summer I Turned Pretty series is being continued as a movie, and the author of the trilogy book series is directing. Who is that?
Jenny Han.
Number 2, the Toy Hall of Fame announced its nominees for the class of 2025. Among others, it includes Connect Four, Trivial Pursuit, Tickle Me Elmo, and the owl/hamster-like creature with big ears, blinking eyes, and a beak-like mouth that premiered in 1998. What's that?
A Furby.
Number 3, the artist, also known as Rosaline Rosewood, teamed up with Tim Burton and filmed a music video for The Dead Dance on Mexico's Island of the Dolls. What artist is that?
Doja Cat.
Number 4, Paw Patrol will be on CBS with a holiday special this season. Who is the 10-year-old boy that's the leader of the Paw Patrol? That's time, guys. Number 5, today's the first day of fall. What popular autumn treat was originally called chicken feed when it was invented in the 1880s?
Candy corn. Candy corn?
All right, let me bring Raven back in. I think Dad got one. All right.
You.
3 out of 5 for Amy, Michelle, and Pete.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, the Summer I Turned Pretty series is being continued as a movie, and the author of the trilogy book series is directing. Who is that?
Easy. Stephen King.
It is Jenny Han.
Oh, that's my next guess.
I've literally asked you that question 10 times.
Yeah, I didn't read it, so.
At that point, don't you remember it at this point?
No. It's,
Number 2, the Toy Hall of Fame announced its nominees for the class of 2025. Among others, it includes Connect Four, Trivial Pursuit, Tickle Me Elmo, and the owl/hamster-like creature with big ears, blinking eyes, and a beak-like mouth that premiered in 1998. What's that?
Is that a Furby?
It is a Furby.
Okay.
Number 3, the artist, also known as Rosaline Rosewood, teamed up with Tim Burton and filmed a music video for The Dead Dance on Mexico's Island of the Dolls.
Oh.
What artist is that?
Rosaline.
Oh, gosh, you might have me today.
I need an answer.
I'll just
Come
take
on.
A shot and say Shakira.
No, Lady Gaga. She was Rosalind Rosewood on Wednesday.
Oh, and I haven't gotten to that episode yet. Okay, okay.
And the Dead Dance is kind of a hit. All right, number, you need these next two to tie. Number four, Paw Patrol will be on CBS with a holiday special this season. Who is the 10-year-old boy that's the leader of the Paw Patrol?
Oh, gosh, you got me on tilt now. I mean, I watch this.
Come on. Give me an answer.
Congratulations, you guys. You just won $6,300.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is it? It's not Ryan.
It's Ryder.
It's Ryder. Oh,
my gosh, close. It's Ryder.
You know what? I mean, again, you earned the money. Oh, I should have known that.
Congratulations, Amy, Michelle, and Pete. You just won $6,300.
What you going to do with that money?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. We've been listening to this every day for so long.
What are you going
to
do with that money?
I don't know. Have a party.
There you go.
All right. I mean, you can ask the last question if you want.
Today's the first day of fall. What popular autumn treat was originally called chicken feed?
Is that candy corn?
Yeah, it's candy corn.
Okay. Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah, enjoy all that money.
Thank you.
Oh my God. We're going to reset the jackpot to $100 tomorrow. Oh. Congratulations, team.
Oh, it's tricky.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on, guys. Hold on.
I'm keeping the shirt. Enjoy your cash.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.